If you've been told you need a filling crown or a root canal, get a second opinion at Dental Pros of Utah and American Fork. They utilize the latest biomimetic techniques to rebuild your teeth in order to prevent ever having to get crowns or root canals later in life. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360. He's the winningest quarterback in BYU history. He was 201 pounds at BYU. Now he's 230 pounds of solid muscle. I'd like to see him wrestle LeVar Ball. He is Max Hall. What's up, Maximus?
Wow. Well, what's up, guys? How the heck are you?
Hey, man, would you take that charity event, wrestle LeVar Ball, or actually box him, actually? I'd rather see that.
Absolutely not. I'm not making the ring with that clown. He's nowhere even near on my level. He's got, like, 3 or 4 fights he's got to get through just to get to me.
That's what I'm talking about. If you want the title, if you want the belt, you got to beat a few others before you come knocking on Max Hall's door. Max Hall, thanks for joining us, man. We really appreciate you spending some time with us. You just finished up the QB Elite Camp, and we saw a video that was posted by Dustin Smith, the owner of Quarterback Elite, and it's made a huge impact on us here at ESPN 960, but also our listenership. Yep. They've truly loved it. Could you express the message that you shared to those young men?
Sure. Well, first of all, I just want to say that I love Dustin, and I love what he's doing with QB Elite. And I appreciate not only the good coaching that these kids get, but more importantly, the life lessons that they try to teach them. And so having the opportunity to go up there and be a part of this camp once a year is awesome, you know. And every time I go up there, I do tell a little bit about my story and some of the things that I've gone through. But my main message to them was, you know, football is something that we do. It's something that we love to do, but it should not define who we are. And what defines who we are is the kind of person we are. What kind of character do we have? How do we treat other people? Do we give back? Things like that. So, hopefully the message was well received. I know there was a piece of it put out by Dustin, and you know, some of the feedback I got was pretty good, that, you know, people responded well to it. So, you know, I'm always willing to kind of talk about the things that I've been through and share my story if there's a chance it could help somebody else.
Dustin mentioned to us that there were some parents that when they heard that you would be addressing the young men, that they were concerned. I was floored at hearing that, but you know, what message would you send to the parents that would maybe shed some light as to why your message should be shared with these young men?
Well, it's unfortunate that maybe some parents feel like that, but the reality of it is that sooner or later, you know, kids, I don't care where you come from, what kind of a family you come from, you're going to be exposed to stuff. You know, things are going to come up. And I think the more you're prepared and the more you know about it and the dangers of it, to stay away from it. And, you know, hey, I heard Max Hall talk about this one time, and that was a bad deal. I want to stay away from that stuff. And I just think it's valuable. And, you know, everybody has their opinion, and you know, I respect that. But, you know, I think it, sooner or later they're going to find out, and it's better to know about it now than later.
Yeah, you got to prepare. You know, if you haven't already made your decision before a situation comes up, I feel like you have the ability to make the wrong decision when it comes up. You got to envision things. It's just like playing football, right? If you haven't envisioned, if you haven't prepared for the game that you're about to play, the opponent you're about to play, then you go in ill-prepared, and then you're not able to execute. Would you think that's a good analogy of that?
Yeah, I mean, we say it all the time, don't underestimate your opponent. Right? Don't take it lightly, because on any given day, a team can beat you. You know, I don't care what team it is. I don't care if a D1 team is playing a D3 team. If they don't come to play and they're not prepared, they could get beat. And that one day that you get beat, things could fall apart for you, right? So it's better to be prepared, have awareness, understand that, hey, this is stuff that I do not want in my life. It's stuff that I'm going to stay away from. And if it ever comes up, I'm not only mad at whoever did it, but I'm running out the door to get away from it.
Max Hall, the winningest quarterback in BYU history, on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Max, tell us about some of the kids you were able to coach at QB Elite. Who stood out to you?
Oh, my gosh. There was a lot of them. And you know what, Ben, I would have a hard time just giving the individual guys at that camp. because I, for fear of leaving some of them out. But I will say this: as a group of kids, I love going there because they're respectful, they are coachable. Their eyes meet yours when you're talking to them, and they're just trying to soak up as much in as they can. They're respectful. It's yes, sir. You know, no, sir. And it's just really a blast to be a part of. And plus, there's some really good, talented kids that Dustin trains, and he's done a phenomenal job preparing and training those kids over there. There's some really, really good talent in those camps and with Quarterback Elite.
For the BYU fans that aren't aware, you're also coaching down in Arizona at American Leadership Academy. You guys had a very successful season just a year ago. Tell us a little bit about that success and you know, why you enjoy coaching so much.
Yeah, so we had a phenomenal year last year. We had a really good team. We were the first charter school in the nation to win a state championship in the public division outside of a charter league. So kind of made some history doing that. Had a really good team. Lost one game during the regular season and ended up beating that team in the state championship, you know, later that year. So phenomenal group of kids, worked their tails off. We're doing our best to try to build a great football program at American Leadership Academy and get good young men that we can change their lives and also play some pretty good football. So we're doing a good job. I love it. I love being around the kids. They respond to me. They seem to listen to me most of the time. And I have a blast doing it. I can't think of anything I'd rather be doing at this time in my life. So you guys do have one of our guys coming up there, Donovan Hanna, tight end, who either has already left on a mission or is leaving within the next couple days. So he's really excited. He looks good. Big 6'6". Tight end, can run, has unbelievable hands. So BYU's going to like him. I know Ty will like him when he gets up there. So things are going well for me and for ALA.
Max, one of your favorite receivers, as it turns out, your brother-in-law, is facing the end of his career because of injury. As we look at Dennis Pitt and what he was able to contribute at BYU and have a nice pro career except for the injuries, have you had a chance to talk to him and find out kind of what he's thinking and helping him maybe face the – he's got a lot of life left ahead, obviously, so it's just an interesting transition that you yourself went through a few years ago too.
Yeah, you know, I've spoken with him a little bit, not a lot, and I to be honest with you, I don't think he really knows some of the answers to those questions yet. It's always tough when your career comes to an abrupt end. Even though Dennis knew there was a chance that he'd get injured again and it'd be over, it comes really fast, and so you have to process that and deal with that. And the nice thing for him is there's no rush on what to do next. I think he knows he's probably done playing football and it's on to something else, but he doesn't need to rush it. So I think he's weighing his options, doing his rehab, and just kind of going to slowly figure out what to do. But it's been tough on him, but I do know he's doing okay and he's getting through it. And you know, just trying to make some of those decisions. So you got to ask him on what he's going to do, because I don't know, and sometimes I don't even think he knows yet. So
going back to the theme that you brought up, the message that you shared with the young men, I was just thinking on this. One of the most prolific and successful trifectas for Brigham Young University football was Max Hall, Austin Colley, Dennis Pitta. All three, they make it to the NFL. All three eventually are booted out of the NFL due to injuries. Your shoulder, concussion. Austin Colley, concussion. Dennis, for him, it was his hip. How much more imperative is it to have an identity outside of football, knowing that eventually that extremely hot, very, like on the crazy hot matrix, I always tell people, the crazy hot matrix, football is like a 15. Because, I mean, it'll just dump you and leave you high and dry as soon as you get injured. But how much more important is it to have an identity outside of football because of, you know, what football's going to give you?
Well, Ben, that's a great point. And I had a blast playing with Austin and Dennis. I mean, those two were the reason for my success at BYU. If it wasn't for those two, you know, I do not have anywhere close to the career that I had. So it was an honor playing with those guys. And you brought up a good point as far as having an identity outside of football, because you just don't know when it's going to end. And for those kids I was talking to, it could end tomorrow. This could be their last year. You know, maybe a couple of them out of the whole group will even get a chance to go play at the next level, let alone the NFL, right? So when your football career comes to an end, it's hard to handle. No matter what and where you are, how many years you've been playing, what stage you're in, it's tough to get over. And I think you understand that a little bit too, Ben, right? When your football is through, it's like, what do I do next? Who am I? What else can I do outside of football? And for me, football became so much of my identity and who I believed I was and bought into all that, that when it all of a sudden stopped, it was very, very hard for me to handle. And then there were times where I didn't know how to handle it, and which obviously led to bad decisions. And so having character and having, you know, your faith set in place and your family and pursuing other things outside of football, career-wise and goal-wise, individual goals, is so important so that when it does happen, yeah, it's going to be tough, but, hey, I have so much more substance over here that I can rely on and that I can move forward with.
Max, wanted to get your thoughts on Tanner Mangum as he heads into this year. He's the guy, and after sitting out and Taysom Hill, it was his team last year. Now it's really Tanner's team in a sense, and you've gone through some of these similar things in a career. How do you see Tanner playing out this year, and what are your thoughts on him as he starts this year for him?
Well, I'm excited for Tanner. You know, it's always nice going into a football season knowing you're the guy and that it's your team, as opposed to being in a battle, right? You can kind of control the atmosphere a little bit more. You can control your guys, work extra with them, and kind of prepare yourself and your teammates for the season. And I hope he's doing those things. I assume he is, because they have a chance, in my opinion, to have a special team this year. They got a lot of good guys coming back, some good athletes. I think they're going to have a really good defense. And, you know, they got a veteran type quarterback back there who has lots of experience and who's a really good quarterback. So I expect Tanner to come out and play really well this year, to win a lot of football games and lead that team to a really successful season. You know, I'm excited. I'm all in BYU football right now. I love the coaching staff they have and the way that they've treated me and what they're doing with the alumni and how they're coaching the kids now. So Tanner has a great opportunity at this point in his career and at this point for BYU to just go out and do some phenomenal things.
Max, what does a quarterback like Tanner, in terms of leadership, a lot of the mantle of leadership on a team falls to the quarterback. What does Tanner have to do to gain the trust of his teammates and be the guy that they look to, that are things that may be off the field, not so much the on-field performance, but what does he have to do off the field to be a leader in the program?
He has off the field, he has to set an example of how to work off the field. So weight room, film watching, study, game planning, make sure that everybody's a part of that. Make sure that's not just you doing it or you're relying on the coaches to do it. Be active and involved in it. Make sure your teammates know that you love them and that you would do anything for them outside of football, whether it's helping them with something going on in their lives or a school or whatever it is. They know that you got their back no matter what. And when your teammates start feeling like that, they'll do anything for you. And then they'll play as hard as they can for you. And you start to develop a better chemistry with all the guys around you. And that's what can take a team and take it to the next level.
When you evaluate Tanner on film and from his games his freshman year, and I don't know if you got to watch his spring performance, but and from what you've maybe gathered from the coaching staff, what does he need to work on this offseason specifically in order to have the season that he wants to have?
Well, I saw a little bit of the spring, and I did obviously saw last year the little bits that he played. And the feedback that I get and what I see is that he needs to do a better job of understanding the scheme, understanding his reads, and then making the correct decision with the football. I think there was a lot of times last year where he made a play and got a completion, but it was not the completion and not the place where the coaches wanted it to be, right? So he would get something, but it's not what he was supposed to be doing, and so it's kind of a lucky thing that worked out for him. So if he can dive into that offense, this being the second year with it, and hopefully he spent a lot of time with Coach Detmer to really understand the ins and outs of it and understand the kills and the checks and the everything, where to go with the football. I think he's going to be successful. Ty Detmer is an offensive genius. And if Tanner can understand the details of what Ty is trying to get him to do, I mean, he's gonna put up huge numbers this year and have a great year.
Offensively, where do you see progress happening in Ty's offense in year two?
I think I see progress in the run game, and then I see progress using the tight ends and backs, getting the ball to those guys a little bit more. That's what he wants in the pass game. Yeah. I think you see him utilize some of those guys a little bit more. I know there's a couple new tight ends, young kids that they got in that they're really excited about. And then you still got a couple really nice weapons on the edge with some receivers. So I would like to see, or in my opinion, I think we're going to see the short pass game become a lot better and the inside run game become better.
Winningest quarterback in BYU history, Max Hall, on with us here, ESPN 960 and Cougar Sports. Max, what advice would you give Tanner this offseason? I know you've talked about a little bit what he needs to do in order to be a leader, etc. Any other advice you'd give him as he heads into the offseason and the dog days of summer?
You know, I would tell Tanner to be in the moment, enjoy it, do everything you possibly can, work your tail off, and have no regrets when it's over, because it's going to go by fast. And he wants to be able to look back and say, when I was there, I was a great teammate. I worked my butt off. I did everything I could do to perform well. I was good to the community. I did everything right when I was there. And so enjoy the moment and work your tail off, because, I mean, like we've talked about earlier, you never know when it could be over, right? And or if you even are going to have a chance to go on and play. I think Tanner's talented enough that he will, but enjoy being the quarterback of BYU.
What are you benching these days, dude? Because you're looking a little bit bigger than our playing days.
I had a light day yesterday. I put a 365. So I don't know. Why you always got to bring that up?
I'm jealous. You know, this is the thing. I mean, back in the day, and many people might not be, might be surprised about this. I mean, I was lifting a ton of weight, right? And now we've changed. It's a complete inverse here. Like, I used to be the guy benching over 300 pounds, and now freaking Max Hall's benching 365 on a light day. This is a self-esteem issue for me. I'm a little insecure.
Hey, Ben, you were strong, bro. I'll give you that. You were strong at BYU. You know, in all honesty, Ben, I love it because it's something I can do every day. It relieves stress, and it keeps me sober, man.
Mm-hmm.
I have to hit the gym every day. And it's just one of the things that works for me. And so I just kind of do it, man. I go every day. I lift. I blow off some steam, get it all out. And, it kind of gives me something to work at and try to watch what I eat and do. It just gives me something to dive into, So yeah. Good for me.
Yeah, apart from competing in that realm, it looks like you're obviously competing with yourself. But in the off season, when you're not competing on the football field as a coach, a state championship coach at American Leadership Academy, how else are you trying to compete? Because I know you're a fierce competitor.
Yeah, I try to play golf. I do a ton of training, and I train kids. We got lots of 7-on-7 stuff and things going on in the off season. I'll go play basketball. I'll do stuff like that. I try not to lose my temper when I play. I try to keep it calm and just enjoy it and have fun. But I think you're just remembering my scout team days at BYU. Those truly were my glory days, getting to go against you guys every single day.
And, what was your best day as a scout quarterback?
Oh,
Max. What was your best day as a scout quarterback?
He did some work.
I'm telling you. There was one day where we had Ben Criddle almost in tears because he just could not defend what we were doing. He was so mad he was crying, and it was the best day of my life, I think, going against Ben. So,
yeah.
No, there were some days where I was actually able to complete one or two balls in practice, but they beat me up pretty good. It was good for me.
Yeah, dude, no, best quarterback in the country that year, and he was a freaking scout team quarterback. Max, you're the stud. We really appreciate you spending some time with us. Keep doing what you do. Loved the speech you gave those young men. It impacted me. I sent it over to Mitch. I'm like, we have to play this. We have to discuss it, and we did, and Dustin Smith came on and also discussed it. So thank you for sharing that wonderful message with the young men. They're a quarterback elite, and continue to share it with your players down there in Arizona. Thank you so much, Max.
Hey, Ben Darnell, thanks for having me on, guys. Bring me on more.
Did you get a filling done by your dentist and it still hurts? Get a second opinion from a biomedically trained dentist at Dental Pros of Utah. Rebuild your teeth layer by layer with Kevlar fibers. You won't ever have tooth sensitivity ever again. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360, DentalProsOfUtah.com. Did you get a filling done by your dentist and it still hurts? Get a second opinion from a biomedically trained dentist at Dental Pros of Utah. Rebuild your teeth layer by layer with Kevlar fibers. You won't ever have tooth sensitivity ever again. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360, DentalProsOfUtah.com.